This week, we keep a steady gaze at the skies with this.
Hi, my name is Ray Gorman, and I live in Astoria, New York. Greetings, naked folks. Does the expansion of space slow the speed of light? So if you're looking at the universe from the outside of the universe, would the distance of a mile a few billion years ago be less than what a mile is today? This would make the speed of light slower back then compared to now, wouldn't it? Cheers!
So does the speed of light change? Dr. Andrew Ponson from University College London provides the answer.
So far as anyone can tell, the speed of light in our universe is absolutely fixed. It does not change.
And the speed of light travelling in the near vacuum of space clocks in at just shy of 300 million metres per second, or 186,000 miles per second. So if space is expanding, doesn't that mean that objects in space are also expanding, including atoms in our meter ruler that we use to measure distance by? Well, space expansion isn't actually uniform. Our Milky Way and the galaxy next to us, Andromeda, are moving closer to each other. But in general, galaxies are getting further apart as space expands. In this case, does this non-uniform expansion affect the meter rule somehow, and therefore affect speed of light? Well, back to cosmologist Andrew Ponson.
As you can imagine, the fact that the universe is expanding and distances change over time does make this a bit more complicated than you might think. It even makes what we call speed of light ambiguous, because distances mean something different at different times. But actually it doesn't. You can still define what we mean by the speed of light pretty well, because it has an effect, for instance, on the structure of atoms themselves. This is through something called the fine structure constant, which is just a number that the speed of light appears in. So if the speed of light were different, the structure of atoms would also be different. And because of that, by looking through telescopes, we can actually tell that the structure of atoms hasn't changed over time, and that's what makes us pretty confident that the speed of light must be fixed.
Okie doke, rest assured, our speed of light is not decreasing, and time is not speeding up either. Or is it?
There is a possible complication, which is that something called string theory, which is a possible theory of everything, sort of a better version of physics, does allow for this fine structure constant to change. So it is possible that in our universe, the fine structure constant, and so the speed of light, is effectively changing over very long timescales. But whenever anybody's looked for any evidence of that, they have found no evidence. So, as far as we can tell, the speed of light is fixed.
Thanks, Andrew Ponson and Ray Gorman, for getting in touch with the question. Well, with the answer to that expanded upon, we sniff out the answer to this.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Michael from the Philippines. I'd like to ask, what causes deodorant stains on clothes? I mean, me and my friend are using the same kind of deodorant, but he never have those ugly yellow stains, whereas I have those, especially my white clothes. I would like to ask if it is something that my body only produces while he doesn't, or it is because I'm sweating like a pig.
So, are Jonathan's pig tendencies to blame for his deodorant stains? What do you think?
So if you can help Hannah, then please email chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can also tweet @nakedscientists, or you can join us online on our forum where people are debating question of the week. You go to nakedscientists.com/forum.